Biden dumps Israel on eve of Quds Day, as Iranian attack looms. By Joel B. Polak on April 4, 2024. President Joe Biden decided to threaten Israel with a loss of support on Thursday. As Israel mobilized its reservists to prepare for a possible Iranian attack, and Iran prepared for Al-Quds Day, its annual orgy of anti-Israel hatred. As Breitbart News reported, Biden demanded an immediate ceasefire in a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, effectively adopting the position of the Palestinian terror group Hamas, which began the war. Netanyahu, however, did not react to Biden. Instead, he focused on a possible imminent threat from Iran, possibly via one of its proxies. "Anyone who attacks us, or prepares to attack us, we will attack," he said at a cabinet meeting. pic.twitter.com/rlx19uaox. Benjamin Netanyahu, at Netanyahu, April 4, 2024. Iran has warned that it would respond to an Israeli airstrike earlier in the week that killed two Iranian generals in Damascus, Syria. Iran has been arming, funding, and advising the terror groups that have been attacking Israel. Meanwhile, Iran continued preparations for Al-Quds Day, an annual demonstration of anti-Israel hatred that Iran and its proxy groups around the world observe on the last Friday in Ramadan, with bloodthirsty demonstrations. Biden's rebuke of Israel, despite its apologies for the inadvertent killing of seven aid workers on Tuesday, thus came at the very moment when Iran sought to isolate Israel and threatened an escalation against the Israeli people. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.